MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO New Sports, and we are joined by Masconomic girls basketball coach Jalen Aho. They are league champions in the Northeastern Conference, 12-1 in league play this year, 13-4 overall. Fantastic year coming off a kind of an exciting 51-48 win last night over Saugus. Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I went to your fantastic website, Pat Andy on the back here on this, and I was looking at the score from last night, scoring from last night, and it looks like you guys won two quarters, but Saugus won two quarters. So this looked like a tight game last night.
Yeah, Saugus had a lot of speed up at the guard position. Ashley Escobar really had had a career night. She had 15 in the first half, and we were trying different matchups on her, and we really had to make some big time adjustments on her at halftime. The message to the girls was, you know, we've been in these situations before. We've had some close calls with Gloucester and Swampscott and Marblehead, and have kind of been in these situations. We had the experience in those situations, so we kind of knew that if we kept chipping away and believed in our system, we could come away with that one.
I know you do have some balanced scoring on the team, but Angie Lalico was high for you guys with 16 points. Can you tell me more about her night last night?
Yeah, she's been continuously working every day at practice. You know, we kind of pride ourselves on being tough, and the message to her, again, after that first quarter was, we kind of need you to step up here. We need you to get physical. We had the advantage inside. We asked her to kind of step up as a leader and as a presence inside, and she did that. She was tough. She was hard-nosed pursuing the ball. She was boxing out. She was rebounding. And then as we kind of look to share the ball a little bit more on offense and be patient, we were drawing her defender as we were getting dribble penetration, and then we were just looking to set her up. So from the rebounding and defensive end, she was huge in the interior. And then from the offensive end, she was kind of mixing it up between giving a pump fake and attacking the glass, and also just knocking down a little 10-15 footer, which she has a beautiful stroke. So she was a huge, huge major piece for us, as she always is.
Well, Jalen, with the regular season, league season rather, I should say, over, you guys won the league title this past week. You had your senior night last night and so on. So it's kind of time to take a deep breath, I guess, if you will, and give me your reaction to what you guys have been able to accomplish so much this year.
It's a beautiful moment when we can celebrate. We can celebrate that. We kind of had a team meeting, and we took a walk inside the gym, and we could just kind of talked about the history and the place in history that the girls kind of worked to cement themselves in, kind of up on that gym wall, and kind of the company that they are now a part of. You know, we have a saying that culture eats strategy for breakfast, and it took all 14 of them pulling on the rope every single day, making each other better, keeping things positive, really working, but really also having fun. A constant struggle that we had was, you know, kind of towing that line of this group liked each other so much, so keeping things sharp, and then, you know, the giggling and the laughing and, you know, all the camaraderie piece. So there was always a healthy mix of those two things in practice. And I really tribute the girls for buying in and lifting each other up and making each other better every day, but also keeping things fun, because it can be a long season. So I got to give them all the credit, and also my coaching staff. You know, it took a village. I'm really proud to be a part of something that has, that hasn't been done since, I think, 2014. And this group of girls is, I couldn't ask for another group, a more bought-in group, a more positive group of girls. I'm really grateful.
Jalen, I know in the past we've done a couple of calls, interviews, and you've talked about all of your players, but I just want to ask you big picture here. Looking at your team, the way you took the court at the beginning of the year to the way you're playing now, as a team, what's been the difference since the start of the year to now in the way you are playing?
Yeah, it's been a couple of things. We kind of already mentioned Angie's getting, you know, more physical and more tough inside, and also getting more confident, shooting, you know, her taking her time, shooting the open shots, making moves downstairs. Mia Taberge has really stepped up all over the place, making baskets and clutch moments, and really being a fantastic help side defender, getting, you know, she's fantastic at jumping those passing lanes, and she's not the first rotation often, but the second rotation. And so her being there for her teammates defensively, Remy Cote has gotten more and more confident against pressure. And, you know, anytime a team is pressing you, you need somebody that you can kind of count on to settle the team. And the team has faith and confidence in knowing that we can handle this. If the ball is in her hands, she can set people up. Riley Bovardi has been having an all-conference defensive and energy and hustle season. She sets that example for us and sets the tone for us on the defensive end. And she's kind of joined by the two freshmen, Sadie Morris and Sabrina, as in, like, they come in and they are just physical. They are lockdown defenders, and they just kind of wear guards down with their pressure and their intensity. It's kind of, you know, it's, I feel blessed as a coach as if, you know, they have a player or two we want to key in on. You know, that player or two is not going to get a break all game, because one of those three is going to be on them, having fresh legs, working them in shifts. So, you know, that helps us kind of chip away at some legs. And then, Sammy Lilikos, Angie's little sister, has kind of been a jack of all trades for us. You know, she gives us 15, 18 minutes a night where she's got, you know, 10 rebounds, 10 points, 6 assists, and a couple of defensive steals. Like, she just kind of shows up all over the stat sheet and gives us really quality minutes. So, and Ava Allen is our shooter, and she helps us spread the floor. So those eight there have really, really given us a boost. But again, I talked to you earlier in the season about all the girls, and even the girls I didn't mention tonight. Every single day at practice, you know, they are making us better as a team, and I really, really believe that it comes down to, you know, the last girl on the bench pushing the first, you know, the starters. You know, it's like it takes a village, as I said. So,
absolutely. Coach, we're talking on Saturday morning on the weekend here, but you're right back at it Sunday afternoon in the IBO 130 tournament over in Marblehead, and you're taking on Reading out of the Middlesex League. What can you share with us on that game, 2:30 tip-off over in Marblehead on Sunday?
Well, we always look forward to playing in the Larry McIntyre. We got some history, there. Yeah, the Bovardi family and you know, the McIntyre extended. It's always a great honor to play in that one. It's kind of one that we keep close to our hearts. It's also always some great competition. Reading's, you know, I think we checked yesterday, top 10 team in the power rankings. If not, they're 11. It's slipping my mind. I think they're 11 in the power rankings. North Andover's, you know, in the tough MVC conference and in PBD. We had a overtime battle with them earlier in the season, and they got us real early in the season. So it's a excuse me again. It's a great group of teams that if you don't show up and come to play, come ready to play, you know, you'll find out quickly that, you know, you can't afford not to. Yeah, we're really excited to go up against Reading. The girls are pumped, and we just played a battle with Saugus, but they are ready to go.
Yeah, all you need's a day off, Coach. That's it. One day, that'll do it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. We still have practice today. We'll get our free throws up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck the rest of the way. And again, to you, the coaching staff, and, of course, the players, congratulations on all you've accomplished so far this year. It's been fantastic, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. You know, I appreciate you coming out to our games and taking the time out to interview us. You know, it's been a pleasure working with you, Bill. Big shout-out to MS. sorry, I got a cold. I'm fighting off a cold here.
Well, I got it. We got it. And thank you so much for all you do. And I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Jalen, thank you.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Bill.
Jalen Aho with us here, girls basketball coach, Masconomet High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.